Rebag, your premier destination for luxury resale. Elevate your style with our curated collection of bags, watches, and fine jewelry. At Rebag, quality is our priority. Each piece meticulously vetted and verified by experts, ensuring your investment is nothing short of perfection. Buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Access expertly crafted and hard-to-find pieces that redefine luxury. Your next investment awaits at Rebag. Get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. That's 10% off the luxury you deserve. Don't miss out. Head to Rebag.com and enter code REBAG10 at checkout. That's REBAG10.
Hello? Hello?
Podcast Network Asia.
Project Loving Myself Podcast is brought to you by Podcast Network Asia and Podmetrics.
For me personally, I just think that, you know, we're all humans, and if you're gonna pray to God, you know, I mean, there's so much structure, there's a system, and I get it. You know, I mean, if you look back, religion was the history of it. It was for a purpose.
You're listening to Project Loving Myself Podcast, a well-being podcast that shares stories of self-love, mental fortitude, and self-discovery. Hosted by life designer and well-being coach, Sanaya Gurnamal.
Hi, I'm Sanaya Gurnamal, and this is the Project Loving Myself Podcast. Join me each week as we navigate through aha moments, new ideas, and flashes of insight from candid conversations that inspire you to get started on your own project of loving yourself. Because the most important relationship you will ever have is the relationship that you have with yourself. You matter.
This is Project Loving Myself.
Hi, everyone. This is Sanaya on the Project Loving Myself podcast with a special bonus episode for you from season one. It's so good to reconnect with you after the holiday break. Now, as 2020 finally came to an end, so did season one after 24 episodes of self-love and discovery. But I will be back with you February 1 for a brand new season of Loving Yourself. Now, let me tell you a little bit about this special episode. I did an episode with DJ Tony Tony called Attitude of Gratitude last season. Now, after we finished the episode, the recording kept rolling while Tony and I kept talking. And what you will hear is our conversation after we finished our original episode recording. And there was some really good stuff there, so I decided to release it as a special bonus episode called After Dark with DJ Tony Tony. Because he got kind of dark, but also very honest, which is what I love bringing to the show. Now, if you didn't get a chance to catch the episode with DJ Tony Tony, check it out now, episode 15 from season 1. A little bit about Tony Tony. He is the host of Magic 899's Boys Night Out show with Slick Rick and Sam YG. He is also a podcast host of the Sexy Minds podcast with Doc Rika Cruz on Podcast Network Asia. So here we go. All right. That was awesome. Such a good episode, Tony.
I don't think any girls are going to believe this. Like, okay, Tony's like, just, what? No way. Sanaya's lying.
This is the real you. I loved it. I loved everything we talked about. In fact, there are so many questions I didn't get to. Like, I really wanted to get into the whole religion and spirituality thing, but we just didn't have time. So maybe another, you know, yeah. I'll probably ask you if we can do another episode sometime later. Because I'd love to explore these other things.
The religious side of me and the spiritual side, like what I do, like.
No, I just, what your thoughts are, you know? I think there's a lot that can be said and talked about in terms of you know, religion versus spirituality, your experience with it. Yeah, I think we could go like really deep into that kind of a conversation, which I didn't explore. Like, I would have loved to ask you a bit more about, you know, how you've gone to visit with monks and some of the different things you've done in your travels as well.
I can actually go on for, oh, that's another hour.
That's especially, what I'm saying.
Especially religion. Like, religion takes, you know, I mean, I don't normally talk about religion because it's very personal for it's personal. You know what I mean? You can't tell someone, oh, hey, your religion's, you know, that's why I was never, that's why with religion, I was never really wanted to associate myself with it as much, because it's supposed to bring people together. I feel like it's exclusive rather than inclusive, you know, because people already judge you when you say what religion you are. Christianity, I'm born again, and I'm Catholic. There's so many layers, and you know what I mean? And your truth is an authority figure. And I don't like that for me personally. I just think that, you know, we're all humans, and if you're gonna pray to God, you know, I mean, there's so much structure, there's a system, and I get it. You know, I mean, if you look back, religion was the history of it. It was for a purpose, you know, for control. But that's another story.
Right. It's not really relevant today, but we're still, you know, living as if those same norms and rules are still in existence. So yeah, I hear you.
It's hard because some countries you're not allowed to show, you know, certain things. Women aren't allowed to drive, or, you know what I mean? Or women aren't allowed to wear certain clothing, do certain stuff. And it's tough, but that's their culture, right?
Yeah.
And you can't deny them that, because that's life.
Wow. That would be such a great episode.
Yeah.
Next time.
Oh, we need to touch up on my relationships, like the girls and the past, like what I've learned from them.
I know. And you gave me a couple of openings for that, but there were so many interesting things.
Yeah. I should have cut me off and because I wanted to explain that, you know, I wanted to thank all the women. No, it's not a lot. But I've learned so much from them, more than anything. I learned more about myself being single in the short-term friendships as opposed to a long-term relationship, believe it or not. It's helped shape me to the person I am. I think that's why I'm more comfortable, because I get to do the things that most guys won't be able to do, is to date and date knowing that the other party knows that this guy doesn't want to have a relationship. I think that's the best thing. Obviously, it doesn't work out the way they want it, but at least I'm honest. And I think that's the beauty of it, is I think when you're so secure with yourself and you speak of the truth, you can't lie to women. You won't want to lie. Not that I haven't lied. I'm just saying you won't want to lie. I try not to lie. Majority of the time, I try to be single, you know what I mean? And be honest with it. So if they want to enter Lucifer's dungeon, then that's fine. What's your greatest desire? I love that series. Like I see myself like him, like that character. Like I love how he can't lie, but he's the devil. He cannot lie. It's amazing. Have you seen that series?
I haven't, but I get the concept, because that's the thing.
He's the devil, but he can't lie. And he's so in love with this girl that's made just for him by his father, God. God made this human being who's a detective, but he doesn't want to have sex with her, but he has sex with all these other women. But the one girl that he truly loves, he doesn't even want to touch her. He doesn't want to kiss her. And I'm like, yo, I must be Lucifer. I'm like, I am the devil reincarnated. It's like, not the devil, but I mean, like that character, you know.
So who's the girl that you can't, that you like, and you can't touch her and you can't have sex with her?
I don't know. I'm still figuring it out, because God keeps on keeping me with JoJo. So I don't know if it's JoJo. I have no. Oh, wait, we were supposed to touch up on that question too.
Yeah, that's the thing. So many things we could have talked about. But we got such, really, honestly, we got some great, great stuff already.
We could do a part two.
And we do a part two, but I want a different, like, episode week. I don't want to do a part one, part two.
I guess we could talk about relationships and with family, friends, and colleagues, and past women.
Yeah.
And religion.
Yeah. Especially. Okay, done.
Oh, wow. The YouTuber died today? Lloyd? He was only like 20 years old, something, right? Lloyd Cadena. He's like a famous vlogger in the Philippines. Like, okay. He's like, he just died. Just came out on my Esquire, whatever he called it, the notification.
Yeah, 26 years old. How?
Oh no, he died.
Yeah. He was like he was really like popular. You know, the thing is, I wish I had said it, but I did kind of touch up on the tail end is we really have to take care of what we do with our bodies, you know, how we eat, exercise, mental health. I mean, all of this adds up, you know, yeah, to the vital force, which we touched up on, but I didn't expound, but it will protect you from any kind of disease if you take care of yourself. And I think we're missing the point with the mask, with the hand washing, the social distancing. But if we had focused first and foremost on cutting the foods that are bad for us and focusing on exercising, eating nutritiously, properly, you know, I think that's the way how to attack it, you know, as long-term. It's a long-term solution rather than the short-term of wearing masks and washing hands and social distancing. It's really protecting and making your immune system healthy. I mean,
you know, I have a friend, so it's the husband and his wife, and they both got COVID, and his symptoms are like, he got like some symptoms. I mean, they weren't like really bad, but he got like lots of different things. But his wife has been working out with me throughout the whole lockdown, and we've been doing like weights and like circuit and stuff. So like heavy workout, right? And she pretty much didn't have anything. And yeah, I told her, I said, you know what? Your system is so strong right now because you've been working out like this, especially weightlifting. You know, yeah, you're going to be okay. You're not going to get anything. And sure enough, she got nothing. Whereas her husband was like really, you know, got sick in between for quite yeah, a bit.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I have to tell. Oh, man. I wish I mentioned that. So my mom's been in remission for like 7 years now, right? Of cancer.
I didn't know that.
So I took up Reiki, what, 2009, 2008, mm-hmm, right? I used it like maybe 3-4 times on them in 2010, 11, you know, and then I stopped, you know, and once in a while I'll do it on myself, you know, really rarely. And then she calls me, I think this was June 12th. And I was like, she's like so sad. Like, you know, I don't get to see her on FaceTime because she's always focused on the ceiling. But I saw her walk by and, you know, her voice was really low. And I was like, what's wrong? And she's like, oh, I went to the doctor again and I'm not feeling well. So I had a checkup and they found a lump again. And I'm like, again? I'm like, you know what? It's from eating meat. You love eating meat. I told you stop eating meat because you know what I mean? And she's like, yeah, I only eat meat once in a while. Like, no, you eat meat all the time. And I said, stop eating meat. Get on the celery juice. And that, as soon as I got off the phone, I texted my Reiki practitioner who taught me, Dr. Joe. She was in Russia. And I said, hey, Doc Joe, it's Tony. I don't know if you remember me. I was your student, like maybe the bald kid, you know, that was very, you know, he was lost. But you know what? He just kept on coming to your classes. And she's like, oh, yeah, 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 yeah. And I go, hey, my mom's going through something and she needs healing. Do you mind if I send a photo and I'm gonna do it? And then she's like, okay, why don't you just do it? And I'm like, yeah, okay, I'll do it. But you know, it'd be nice if you could do it because you're the one that taught me. And it's been a while since I practiced the signs. You know, I might be doing it wrong. And she's like, No. You're one of the most studious students, considering that, you know, I mean, your lifestyle. And I'm like, okay. So I do it like 2 days and then I stop. And I totally forget. And my mom goes, I have an appointment to the doctor again. And I said, okay, it's been like a month later. So my dad takes her and I get a call that same, they never call me. I always have to call them, right? And then I get a call. My dad is like Facebook messenger me. And he's like, yo, it's a miracle. What did you do? And I'm like, what do you mean, what did I do? You said celery juice. And I said, yeah, why? They can't find it. It's totally gone. She did celery juice for 29 days.
Amazing. Straight.
And the doctor's like, wait, so they did a, they did another X-ray or mammogram, whatever they do that, whatever they do to the breast and the side of the body. And the doctors are like scratching their heads. They're like wondering, what the hell did you do in 1 month's time for it to be gone? And she's like, celery? And the doctor's like, no, no way. And then I emailed Doc Joe and I said, Doc, yo, this is so weird. I just did two or three, like, you know, Reiki healings on my mom on her photo, on her picture with my dad. And it's gone. And she's like, no way. That quick? Nah. And I'm like, yes. Yes way. Because they took an X-ray. And actually, I never told anyone. Because no one will believe me. You know what I mean? But yeah, I was like, oh, damn. Reiki, man. And the celery juice, I guess. Yeah. But I put all my heart and soul. So it's, see how powerful when you start practicing how to manifest things? It's really crazy.
It's so completely it's true.
Yeah, it's wild. So I got to be careful of my thoughts because it just happens, you know. You know, I'm afraid I might be on Forbes magazine, you know. I'm afraid, but I'm not. It's what I want, but I know it's going to, if it happens, Sanaya.
I think it will. I think you're going to turn out to be a very powerful healer of some kind.
Let's hope it's a good healer, not the shady one.
I think you've been shady enough of, you know, a big chunk of your life you've been shady. Now it's time to, you know.
Wait, what's it? Have you watched that thing on Netflix, Bikram Yoga? Remember? Yeah. Oh, man. Oh, that's the best. I was like, if that was me, maybe 15, 20 years, if Boys Night Out was when I was in my teens, like 18, 19, 20. Oh, man. Oh, my gosh. It'd be all over. I'd have a scandal. Thank God there was no iPhone. There was no, you know, CCTV. Like, there was, but I mean, not as public as it is. All right, I gotta go. Sorry.
By the way, I'm Nikai. Nikai, let me know if you agree with me, but I'm going to take like snippets of all this conversation after our officially ended. Right?
I do agree.
And it's going to be like After Hours with Tony bonus episode.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're going to cut it up, Nikai, and say, I am the devil. Like, you're going to cut that. Like, I am Lucifer. That's all I'm going to hear. Oh my gosh, Tony says he is the devil. On Project Loving Myself, he admits that he's out of contact. I'm saying I like the show on Netflix, you know, but I am the devil.
Love it.
Don't cut that up, Nikai. I swear.
I want.
No, it's okay. I don't mind. It's okay. I have two sides.
Oh man. Okay, Tony, go now. I gotta do my recording.
All right.
Oh, I thought you were gonna kick me off. Oh, I have to leave. Okay, sorry. The whole time I thought you didn't want me to. I'm like, why is she keeping me on? Okay, I'll
leave. I'm glad you stayed on.
Okay, bye. Bye, guys.
Bye. Thank you.
Thank you.
That was awesome. And that's a wrap for this very special bonus episode, After Dark with DJ Tony. Now you can follow him on @DJTonyToni on all social media channels. And do check out his podcast, The Sexy Minds with Doc Rica Cruz, also on Podcast Network Asia. Thank you for joining me this week for another episode of Feel Good. I can't wait to see you February 1 for a brand new season. I've got some amazing things lined up for you. So follow @ProjectLovingMyselfPodcast on Instagram and Facebook. And you can also follow me @SanayaGurnamal. That's SanayaGurnamal @SanayaGurnamal on all social media channels. I do post lots of inspiration, and even on the Project Loving Myself social media channels, we have lots of highlights, episode highlights, things that you might want to remember from these episodes, important lessons. So definitely something that I think will add a lot of value to your life. Now, I will see you soon. Remember, you are loved. This podcast is brought to you by Podcast Network Asia and powered by Podmetrics.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.